And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when I'm reading in Scripture and something jumps out from the page and goes, hey, Dave, use me. I'm like, oh, okay. The first one we're going to talk about, restricting God. Ooh, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Also, the Alpha. What's the Alpha? Well, usually the Alpha is the A, and we're going to talk about spirit or flesh. But then we're going to look at beta. What's that? That's a B, and we're going to say, how do we know between spirit and flesh? We're going to talk about both of those. Plus, we're going to close today doing something we've never done before, Meshuggah News, the whatever edition.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And prevailing is better than surviving, and living is better than surviving, and prevailing is just better than living. Forget it. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is pushing Republican Senator Rand Paul to support his tax overhaul. The president says Thursday he expects to pass massive tax cuts and that he believes even Senator Rand Paul will be with him. Paul is a Kentucky senator who's expressed concerns about the tax overhaul. The GOP can't afford to lose more than two votes from their 52-member majority. The Associated Press has obtained a recording of what some U.S. embassy workers have been hearing in Havana as they were attacked by what investigators initially believed was a sonic weapon. The recording of a high-pitched noise is one of many taken in Cuba since attacks started last year, but they've not significantly advanced U.S. knowledge about what is harming diplomats. On Wall Street today, the Dow down 32 to 22,841, NASDAQ down 12 to 65,92, the S&P 500 down 4. To close at 2551. With SRN News, I'm Val Dior.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Trustworthy, practical help.
The Weekend to Remember just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance, you know?
We learned a lot about what God really wanted.
The Weekend to Remember opens up communication.
This gives you an opportunity to talk to each other instead of at each other.
And sparks romance.
It's day one and a half.
It's been really good.
Already.
Yeah.
We view The Weekend to Remember as our weekend for us.
It reminded us that we have to have time for one another.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit WeekendToRemember.com for more details. That's WeekendToRemember.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty.
So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Aiten first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Alive Solar. Alive Solar by Adam Hamill, who took over for Excalibur Roofing, our original sponsor on the show. The very first sponsor who was with us for years. Then they sold the company to Adam. And so Eric and Ingrid are helping Adam. So the deal with Alive Solar is they don't just do the solar, but they do consultation and installation and roof work. They do all of it. Oh, that's just cool. And this guy, by the way, Adam is fantastic. When we had him in for an interview, you know what he said? He said, "Yeah, I have a degree in Bible study in college. I went to Scotland to get it." You're looking at this guy going, "You're doing solar. Why do you have a Bible degree from Scotland?" And it's like, this guy is the real deal. And if you're looking to talk to somebody because you need some solar insight or you need roof help, you want to get in touch with Adam, 760-877-4759, 760-877-4759, or alivesolar.com. Tell them you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience. We're going to tell you something phenomenal that just happened for us in the last 24 hours. I'm going to say that in just a minute. So for those that are listening, I would shout out and say to both Keith and Deb, just hold on. That's what I'd say. Hold on. Just hold on. Let me tell you, though, what's bugging me, brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Gotcha. All righty. Here's what's bugging me. Okay, stop that. Bad. Okay, bad bug. All right, here we go. So you no doubt heard that the Boy Scouts were letting in girls into the Boy Scouts, so that it's now the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. You know who's complaining the loudest? The Girl Scouts. Okay? Want to know why? Cookie sales, cookie revenues don't look good. But that's not what's bugging me, because I think they're going to work that all out just by imploding. Here's what's bugging me. Now, apparently, there are the Dog Scouts. However, there's a problem, because the Cat Scouts want to be a part of the Dog Scouts, and nobody's really talking about the Bird Scouts. So we're having problems here, folks. We're having societal problems right here. That's what's bugging me. You know what I think? I think if you're into eschatology and you understand premillennialism, amillennialism, or postmillennialism, all you're hoping for is that everybody's wrong, you hear a trumpet, and you're gone. Come on. Tell the truth. All right, let me tell you what happened. So my wife and I have been on the hunt. Trying to find, as you know, we're going to Texas. We're excited. Got a lot of opportunities in Texas, and we're super excited about it. But the Lord has been pouring into our hearts that we need to find the right place, almost like that Acts chapter 16 portion or Acts chapter 9, verse 6 portion with Saul, when God said, go to the city, and then I'm going to show you all the different things that we're going to be doing. And oh, really cool. So we've been really hunting for a place, and we have looked at 9,632 homes in Texas for rent in Rockwall, even if there's only 126. That tells you how deep we're looking. Well, we've got confirmation today, and that's my shout-out to Keith. Keith, how you doing? We'll get a chance to meet. We have a house, and the person who's coordinating the house is a Christian who is committed to the gospel. And we found out that they were looking to rent this house. It's the house we want. Deb, my kind of connective relative, did a fantastic job. So if you move to Texas, get in touch with me. I'll tell you what to do. The bottom line is between Deb and Keith, they've made arrangements. And my wife and I are going like this. Now, I did not mention this part very much, but apparently the backyard is large, and you know, it's Texas, right? So my backyard now is, I don't have one, okay? But the one that I'm getting, let's put it this way. If I get a push mower and cut that backyard, by the time I'm done cutting that backyard, I ought to be about 30 pounds down. So that gives you an idea how big it is. But I want to give a big shout out. We're going to get a chance, the wife and I, to meet with Keith and talk to him. I think it'll be great. But I think that something bigger is set up, and that's what I want to talk about. Now, that's great that Keith will have that opportunity to rent a house, and we'll have that opportunity to get that house, and we're both believers, and that's kind of a cool thing, and that Deb's a believer, and it's kind of all connected. That, you know, that's the Lord. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is when God doesn't do it in our time frame, we try to take control, right? We've talked about this the entire week. But Deb was like, just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait. She was just kind of standing in there going, wait, wait, you got to wait. And we had three or four houses we had everything narrowed down to. But we wanted to wait, wait, wait for this particular house. And it turned out it's the right house. Now, I know that people are listening and going, well, you know, you should have had patience. Great. I'm not a doctor, so I don't have a lot of patience, but I'm working at listening to the Lord and following his lead. And somewhere between three different groups or families of Christians, the Lord had this weaving connection. And we're ecstatic, although now really the work begins. Now it's like, okay, now we got to pack. I mean, that's fun because, you know, moving to Texas is not pretty much like going to Dairy Queen. It's a little bit more in depth. And we just want people to be praying, you know, for us in the direction we're going, for Keith as somebody who's coordinating the home. I think it's his father-in-law that owns the home, but he helps coordinate it. And for Deb, who worked tirelessly, kept on going because she really felt like the Lord had something in mind. And they did a great job. And you know what? You can't express that enough. I appreciate that. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of the Lord. And all of that, and the Lord actually had a place and a system in line, and all we had to do was wait. My least favorite Christian character or characteristic ever. You know that Holy Spirit working in you, creating the fruit of the Spirit, which we're going to talk about in about two segments, which has to do with patience. And again, you know why you get that lesson over and over and over again? Do you think God gives you that lesson over and over again because he's just like, you know, sadistic? He's like, I'm bored. I'm going to make them really suffer. I think it has more to do with the fact that every time we go through the trial, we may gain an inch or two, but there may be a couple of miles to go. And as long as it takes, that's as long as the Lord will keep bringing it into our lives until we do this phenomenal concept called trust. Trust in the Lord. What does that mean? That means that I am not going to take over. Remember what happened when Abraham allowed Sarah to take over? They created Ishmael before Isaac came. How'd that work out? Super not good. If they could have been more patient, and you're thinking, well, that's Abraham. Everything was ordained. Yeah. Well, in this case, it was ordained because he couldn't wait, and she couldn't wait, and now we have that whole mess. So unless you want to create your own personal Ishmael in life, which is super dumb, take a deep breath. Pretend that you're, well, you don't have to pretend to do this when you're driving on the roads in California. Take a deep breath. Take it easy. Life does not revolve around getting home 15 seconds faster or pushing God to respond to your time frame. We'll close it out with this thought. Martha and Mary, fantastic people in the kingdom of God. But when Lazarus died, you know what they said to Jesus? Well, if you'd have been here, you know, if you'd have got here earlier, we wouldn't have had to go through this. And you can see they both, by the way, said the exact same thing. So you know it's in the blood. No matter what you say to me, it's like, if you'd been here, that wouldn't have happened. Well, God had a plan to raise Lazarus from the dead and have a witness for Jesus Christ. And that witness is impacting. But the girls wanted it to happen faster. Well, that's nice. But God had a plan. And it's his plan that we want to go with. Yes? Yes. Keep Keith in prayer. Keep Deb in prayer. Keep us in prayer as I keep all of you in prayer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. So that the love you have will never die, never die. And every time you see it, you want me to say the word and I'll be there. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In the 1920s, two men joined the faculty of Oxford University. They became great friends and famous authors. Known as Jack and Tollers to their contemporaries, they were C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. You're invited to experience the stage play based on their last encounter of wardrobes and rings and other things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. A theatrical performance by British actors David Payne and Mark Whitmore. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. In Wardrobes and Rings, we join Jack and Tollers as they knew each other at Oxford's historic Eagle and Child Pub for one last visit, tempered by thawing humor, confession, and reconciliation. Join us for Of Wardrobes and Rings and Other Things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. Remarkable lives, memorable theater. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. Of Wardrobes and Rings is sponsored by CAPS Pregnancy Clinics and City View Church.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. and you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
CRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul. If you are looking to buy or sell a house and you use Sam Rasul, he will take 25% of his gross commission and give it to whatever ministry or church you want him to. Pretty cool. You know, he's one of the top five real estate agents in Southern California, which is pretty impressive. I mean, they know their stuff. If you want to touch base with them, thinksam.com. That's the website. It's easy on purpose for people like me. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. Hey, if you're selling your house and you're looking at your house and you're going, gee, it'd be nice if we had a front door. Gee, it'd be nice if we had some carpet. Gee, it'd be nice if we actually had a kitchen sink. Sam has a fund called the Fix-It Fund, where he will forward up to $25,000 to fix the property up. You list the property with him. When the property sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, but does not charge any interest. And that way, everybody wins, wins, wins. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you, but somebody in your world, you know, like your world, like the world that you're in. It's not for you, but maybe your neighbor, your friend, somebody at church or somebody at work or a relative. We say, send them to Sam. That's what we say. I wish I could do the Bugs Bunny part, though. Send them to Sam. You know, I just can't pull that off. And then the only other thing I can do is the pig, the little piggy thing where it sneezes. Oh, no, the Donald Duck sneeze. I can do that. I mean, that's a Donald Duck sneeze. What? That's not good? Okay. I'm working on it. All right. I've been waved off by the producer, which means goodbye. No. Okay. ThinkSam.com. Don't forget that. Here we go. The alpha. That's the A. Here we go. Are we by the spirit or by the flesh? Galatians chapter 5. Verses 16 through 17. But I say, Paul, writing under the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit, writing in Scripture, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. What is Paul talking about? He's talking about that conflict that you have inside of you. Oh, I know. You don't tell everybody about the conflict, but you don't have to, because God knows it's there. You see, there is this element where you understand you're born again. That's your spirit that died, born again by the grace of God, the same spirit that died the day that Abraham sinned. That carried on to you, dead spirit, born again. You have to be born again to get into the kingdom of God. It's pretty simple. You want to walk in that new man, and you want to walk under the influence of the Holy Spirit, but there is an old you, and the old you positionally is crucified, but practically has not yet been removed. You think, well, how's that possible? Well, Jesus overcame death, but has not exercised all of his authority. Therefore, people still die. Get that? So positionally, you are just lights out great. Practically, you step into the old man and it's a mess. That's why Scripture says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Well, what about when you're not in Christ? Well, then you're in your old creation and it's ugly. So we're encouraged to walk, now watch this, by the Spirit. Now, there are people that think if you have to walk by the Spirit, there's got to be like neon signs behind you and Skittles thrown up in the air and there's got to be a lot of... It's not what it says. But it doesn't say that can't happen either, so you better watch both those ends. Remember, folks, I have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination. Why that's important is because I know what's wrong with both of me. Okay? All right, there you go. It says walk by the power, the leading, the influence, the guidance, the impact, the leadership, the direction, the tugging, the nudging. That's Yiddish. The nudging of the Holy Spirit. That's how we're supposed to walk. Now, it's really difficult to do if you don't think that you're supposed to do that, but Scripture is quite clear. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you have no idea what it is to be guided by the Holy Spirit, you need to get in touch with God, spend more time in His Word, so you can see that the Holy Spirit, which resides in you, is trying to influence your life, your directions, your decisions, your responses to circumstances. I heard Tommy Barnett one time preach a fantastic message. He said, don't be reactionary. Be actionary. Because sometimes when you're reactionary, there's more flesh involved. You react to it. Somebody sends you a bad email. Somebody sends you a bad text. You go, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, yeah, okay, don't do that. Instead, take thoughtful action, and you will find out that there's a little more flesh opportunity when you do that. But this is the flesh versus the Spirit. It's the old man against the new man. If you're trying to find out the theology for that, go to Ephesians 4:22, and you'll find out that the old man continues to grow in its yuckiness. You'll see how it goes. But that's really not what's at issue. The theology is not what's at issue. What's at issue is you know there's a war inside of you. That's what's going on. Let's dispense with the academic brilliance of all things and just say sometimes inside of you, there's a part of you that goes, yes, God, and sometimes there's a part of you that says no. You know when they show those shows and on television, they'll show the devil on one side of the shoulder and an angel on the other. Isn't that cute how they do that in cartoons and in old movies? Guess what? You know what's even worse about that? It's much more real when it's the old you on one side of your shoulder and the new you on one side of your shoulder because they're both you. That's the problem. And the old us, well, the old us loves sin, sinfulness, rebellion, disobedience, anything. Remember, sin is pleasurable for a season, and then it's disastrous. It brings about death. But in the initial phase, it's like, ooh. So it's really important for us to understand that we want to be influenced by the Holy Spirit and not by our flesh. And if you're not sure, you're not alone. In the next segment, we're going to talk about identifying the Spirit and the flesh. But I want to say this to you right now. If you really want God to influence you, if you really want the Holy Spirit to direct you, if you really want to make better decisions, decisions based on the Spirit's direction and influence versus your old man, ask God to help you. Stop trying to think you can do all of this stuff on your own. That is not the intent. There is no intent where God has created man that man is independent of God. At any point from creation until the termination of this particular process, it's all about a partnership with God. I mean, what do you think happened in the garden? God created man for that fellowship. We talked about that yesterday. And in this warfare inside of you, you must be in a partnership with God to have the influence of the Holy Spirit
impact your life and guide you, or you're going to keep hitting your head against a brick wall. Not a great idea. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Living some life.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait! Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Jesus, pure love, when you laid down your own life for me.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Not sure everybody's supposed to have this much fun when they're doing radio, but yeah, whatever. We want to let you know this segment is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our great friend Steve Wheeler. Great, great, great man of God. I mean, I really think that Steve is just the genuine, genuine, real deal. This guy gets on an airplane and goes and witnesses all over the world, kind of like an Arthur Blessett from the days of old. And what he does is they support, Whitefields Ministries supports rural pastors who are out there by themselves. Again, we're not talking about a rural pastor in Mississippi who's 2 miles from town. We're talking about rural pastors in countries I can't even pronounce that are 35 miles away from a road. Whitefields, what they do is they support them financially. They support them educationally, helping them get to a master's level degree
coming out of SoCal Seminary material. And then additionally, they give them the inspiration, the prayer support, the encouragement, prayers from people around the world. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org to check it out. You get a chance to have the testimonies of pastors around the world. They share the great things that God is doing in their lives. Fantastic. If you want to call, call them at 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. Or go to whitefields.org. I think there's a picture of me on there, but I think you want to just skip that one. But we did do the water thing together. And the audience did a great job creating and purchasing a roof that captures water, and that water is filtered, and that filtered water brings clean drinking water to an entire village just because of you guys. Nothing else. That's pretty cool stuff. I like that stuff. All right. So what we talked about in the last segment was, are we, you know, are we walking by the Spirit or are we walking by the flesh? That one we called the Alpha. Now we're going to call this one the Beta. If you grew up in Phoenix, you understood that the grocery stores were called Alpha Beta. Although they should have been Alpha Omega, right? A to Z versus A and B. But that's the difference between knowing Greek and not knowing Greek. Here is the Beta. So the question is, all right, well, how do you really know? How do you know? Not wonder. How do you know if you're walking in the flesh, and how do you know if you're walking in the Spirit? Well, ironically, or not ironically, there are identifiers in Scripture. In Galatians 5, 19 through 23, there are specific marks that tell us, hey, if you're doing this, you're walking in the flesh. Hey, if you're doing this, you're walking in the sinful nature. Hey, if you're doing this, you're walking under the control and influence of the Holy Spirit. So we actually have marks that we can use. We have things that we can judge against. I know it's amazing that in school you're not supposed to allow anybody to have an evaluative concept. Like if you take a test, there is no right or wrong anymore. Even if it's math and you say 2 plus 2 is 12, you don't want to offend them, so you don't say anything. It's like, come on. These are basic elements of life that if you're doing these things, you can know if you are influenced more by your old nature or by the Holy Spirit who has impacted your new nature. Ooh, fun. Galatians 5, 19 through 23. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write it. All this material is at least 2,000 years old. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, Paul wrote, your lives will produce these evil results. Sexual immorality. Bam. There you go. I mean, just out of the gate. Yeah. You know all that stuff that they're throwing on TV and in the movies? The sexual immorality? Guess what? It's all out of the sinful nature. Isn't that fantastic? And every time you go to those movies and support them and love them, you know, it's not that you can't watch them. If it's not impacting, it's great. But you can't deny that you're supporting it. It's just, that's just dishonest. But then Scripture never lets it lie right in that level. It's not just sexual immorality. The very next one is impure thoughts, which is connected to sexual immorality. In other words, it's not just the act of adultery. It's the thoughts of adultery. Now, being tempted is not a sin, but taking the temptation and going to town with it, that is. You understand the difference? You can't, I mean, Oral Roberts said it, you can't stop birds from flying above your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. Get it? So it's not just sexual immorality, it's impure thoughts. Eagerness for lustful pleasure. You know that concept, if it feels good, do it? It's sinful. People are like, well, that's a Russian philosophy from the 1920s philosopher. That's talked about in Proverbs. Are you serious? It's thousands of years old.
The next one, idolatry. Well, what's idolatry? Anything between you and God is an idol. Well, that's not good. Participation in demonic activities. I think that's self-explanatory. You do anything in the occult, that's trouble. And then you want to say, well, those are all really big things. Those are really bad things. And then the scripture takes a turn. Hostilities. Uh-oh. You're hostile towards, I don't like those people on the left. That hostility, that's really not the Holy Spirit. You can disagree, but the hostility, that's different. Quarreling, that's not having an argument. That's being argumentative. There's a difference. Jealousy, which is you don't trust the people that you're in your universe. Outbursts of anger. This is often called rage. We even have a term for it now called rageaholic. Wait, alcoholic, rageaholic, or wait, drunkard and somebody who can't control their temper. Okay. Selfish ambition. Me. You know, remember that movie with, what was it? Nemo, Finding Nemo, when all those little birds, they were like, mine. That's selfish ambition. Divisions. Uh-oh, denominations are in trouble now. The feeling, listen to this, this is a softer translation, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group. Like, wow. So that's it. Well, any denomination thinks, well, everybody else is wrong, we're right. Sure. You see, the idea of the body is that it's a body. So if you look at your elbow real fast, unless you're driving, and then you look at your stomach, okay, you'll notice those two are not the same, yet it is impossible to have a body without them. Interesting. They're not the same, though. That's okay. It's one body. Envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin. Let me tell you again, as I have before, anyone living that sort of life won't inherit the kingdom of God. A couple of theological arguments as to whether that means they're saved or not. And that's an excellent point, something we can argue all the time. Here's what you can't argue. You're doing any of those things, and you're doing any of those things with delight, and you're being influenced by your sinful nature. Period. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, Paul writes, he will produce this kind of fruit, love. Oh, by the way, love in 1 Corinthians 13 defined as doesn't keep a record of wrongs. Ooh. Joy. Mr. Frumpy Pants, that's not going to work. Peace, which means you don't have to medicate to get there. Patience. That's the one I like the least. Patience. I hate that patience. But I have to learn it. That's part of the process. Kindness. Dave, be nice. I'm not good at that either. Goodness. I like that one. Faithfulness. Super, super important. It's loyalty. Gentleness. Uh-oh. And self-control. Okay, here's the key. It's by our fruit. What fruit are we producing? What are we doing? What activities are we engaged in? Are we walking in, and you don't have to walk in these perfectly, but is there some love? Is there some joy and peace, patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control? Well, the Holy Spirit is working in you. That's fantastic. And no, the Holy Spirit's not done, and he's influencing you to walk in the right way. That's great. And if you love those things, that's great. That's the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life and the new man. It's awesome. You're born again. Yay! But if you're loving those other things, you got some trouble. And you know what? Only God and you know exactly what's going on the inside. But remember, he knows. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Let your healing please begin. Now I come to you. I hear you say all things are new.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience, AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that, and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-495-1836 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Fortunes in Foreclosures, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-495-1836 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-495-1836. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-495-1836.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. The New York Times recently reported on the shameless sexual harassment of dozens of young women by the Oscar-winning movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. In his bizarre response, Weinstein acknowledged that he caused a lot of pain and planned to temporarily step back from corporate power in order to concentrate on therapy. He also promised to compensate for his wrongdoing and channel that anger, in quotes, by launching a major campaign against the NRA while pledging to, quote, make a movie about our president in order to force Trump's retirement. In other words, the guilt-ridden executive hoped for redemption by bashing political opponents rather than improving himself, implying that however badly he behaved, conservatives are even worse. He therefore embraced a classic leftist fantasy that political correctness matters more than destructive personal behavior, no matter how loathsome. Emphasizing public posturing above private conduct can't deliver either personal happiness or societal decency. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can step outside and wave and go, "Hey, David." I will not hear that. Or you can send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Usually, I will get that. I mean, most of the time. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about besetting sin. Doesn't that sound fun? Yay! In the meantime, we're going to have to make sure that we do keep a little bit current. It is in my requirements that I, every once in a while, catch you up on the things that are happening. Fortunately for me, I am not required to say them with a straight face. So let's now enter into Meshuggahna News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like a sauna in here.
The Meshuggahna News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like a sauna in here.
The Meshuggahna News.
Don't you miss that? I miss that. It's pretty funny. Let's go with, I mean, there's so many stories. I'm going to do one. It's not going to go over all that well. They never do, but I'm going to do my best. Roger Goodell from the NFL, I guess that's his name, Goodell, whatever. All players will stand for the national anthem, showing that in this particular case, I think that's true that Donald Trump probably won this public argument. What I find amazing, I'm just going to say this, and then I'll comment on the goofy stuff. there is really nobody in the NFL that has any right to whine about anything. Now, wait, let me finish. As an individual who knows that the least paid player is in the top 1/10 of 1/10 of 1%, and that they make big bucks, these people are whining because of something else. Hey, I got one for you. How about you make $150,000, go to work, and then you can complain about things instead of $1.8 million, which is an unbelievable amount of money. Look, if that's what the market bears, I got no problem with that. But whining about you guys are, wait, this guy on ESPN said, it's like the owners are slave owners. Really? Where can I sign up to make $1.8 million for doing something I like to do in sports? You know, I work out. I go to the gym. I do 60-minute cardios. I would like to get paid $1.8 million. You think, well, they've dedicated their lives. I'll dedicate my life and spend the next 5 years working 15 hours a day, getting in shape. If you pay me $1.8 million, no problem. I mean, you got to be kidding. I just have no sympathy in this realm. But I will say this about free speech in the workplace. There is a law against noise pollution. You can't have free speech in educational institutions. And then I have a question, and I want Agent Squires to even think about this. Maybe he'll weigh in. I don't know. But what if your job requires silence? For example, what if you are a teacher in the school of mime? How can you have free speech? It's the school of mime. Get it? I keep telling people the thing you have to look out for, it's not all these things they tell you. It's Jehovah Mimes. You better watch that. They knock on your door. You don't even know they're there because they're mimes. Then when you open their door, they're there. But instead of talking to you, they start making all those activity actions. Then you're just looking at them, confused. Careful. Also, I find it amazing. The pro-life group was kicked out of the coffee shop due to their beliefs. I'm trying to figure out that story. You know that story. So the Christians came in to have coffee. They didn't leave any tracks. They didn't say anything to anybody. And the coffee owner was really mad because they're Christians and he's gay. And because he's gay, he got really, really mad at them and said, bake me a cake. Oh, wait, that was the other story. So I guess he's not allowed. He's saying, I don't have to serve you because you're straight and you're Christian. But I want a cake. Didn't that one company go out of business because they were all like, how is that? Okay. I'm not going to comment right now because it's just bizarre. Hey, parents are upset about a sixth grade assignment. Sixth graders have been asked to identify their sexual orientation. Well, who doesn't know everything by the age of 12? I can't believe they don't have licenses. How can they not be driving? They should be able to fly airplanes by the age of 12, I think. Poll, majority of Democrats want law requiring use of preferred gender. Another poll came out. Christians think that the majority of Democrats that want the law requiring use of preferred gender should be the people that volunteer for the Mars Project. Cool. That's really good. And then the last but not least was the library rejection. I know I've got just a little bit of time, but the library rejection, this is a story from long ago, but I didn't want to say anything because I had to get all the angst out before I shared the story. Remember, this is a story from long ago. Don't get mad. It's an old story. I'm bringing it up. But remember, Melania Trump gave some books to the library, which were rejected. They were Dr. Seuss books, which is amazing because there is no Democrat or Republican element in Dr. Seuss, since Michelle Obama did the very same thing to the very same library, but that part didn't matter. But I did come up with something that I found was amazing. This is not a normal librarian.
She's completely different. Apparently, she's a very extreme activist. So she rejected the donation of the Dr. Seuss books. So I did some study to find out what's going on. And this is what I found out. You can't spell library without spelling L-I-B, which stands for lib. And you can't spell library without spelling barbarian. So you can't spell library without spelling lib, lie, and barbarian. I think that pretty much sums up the whole thing there. I don't think I have to say more, and I'm not gonna. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Listen for Marty. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.